Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Last Show Podcast. Oh, there it is. Man, I got to replace this microphone. My name is Courtney Shane Williams. I'm the host of the Last Show Podcast, and I am commenting on my equipment. I am a stand-up comedian based out of Tampa, Florida. This is How It Gets Down. Once a week, subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google, TuneIn Radio. Website is CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. You can see where I'm performing my live stand-up comedy shtick. I am going to be in Seattle, Washington. Oh, we almost here, baby. 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks. 2 weeks only, Officer Hoyt. It's your training 2 weeks. You can go to my show at Laughs Comedy Club. I'm recording my fourth comedy album, working with 800 Pound Gorilla Records. It's going to be a fun night. I promise you that, man. Get tickets, laughscomedyclub.com. You can get more information at my website. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Courtney Shane. You can get videos. You can share the videos with your friends. Because you don't have to be one of those people, hey, there's this comedian coming. It's like, oh, what does he talk about? Oh, well, he talks about, you know, girls being, Girl Scouts being prostitutes. You know, don't lead with that. Especially if you're at work. You don't have to explain the jokes. Just check out my website. You can go to events page on Facebook. Everything is everywhere. I just released another promo video for the album yesterday. No, 2 days ago I did. So check out my Instagram. You can see the video or Twitter. You can see the video there. After that, I will be Labor Day weekend, the 4th. I think in the 4th and 5th, I will be in Sacramento at Laughs Unlimited. Get tickets to Laughs Unlimited, and you can go there. And then I got a whole bunch of other stuff on the calendar. And I am tired, man. I am completely ready to record this album and ready to get it in the can. Everything is ready to go, and I'm tired. I promised myself. I thought working with a label, I was like, man, I'm not going to be nearly as tired. And I am just as tired as I was before. The only difference is I'm not exhausted. You know, I'm tired. Like, my eyeball's about to fall out of my head right now. You ever wake up and your eyes are burning? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I didn't go to the club last night. I went to bed at 10:30. What happened? Is the album is leaning on my skull. You know what I'm saying? This album is giving me CTE right now. I feel like I did the Oklahoma drill with Ray Lewis for the last 2 months, man. It's wearing me out. So please, please, please come out to my show, Seattle, Washington, 27th and 28th. That's the weekend. In 2 weeks, Laughs Comedy Club. We are here, baby. We are here. You know what? It's Andrew Cuomo. They got him up out the paint, dog. We ain't starting with politics, though. You know what I mean? I want to wean you guys in. I'll leave the politics for later on in this show. So, you guys, I'm going to start with this. OJ. Did you see OJ said he's scared to eat in Los Angeles because he may be sitting next to the killer? You are the killer, son. OJ is trolling us, man. OJ trolling. And the thing about OJ trolling us, like, he thinks we're idiots. Like, this dude is a terrible liar, dude. He obviously killed at least two people. And then he walks around like nothing happened. He also said in the same, I don't know if it was an interview or just, you know, on the side. I mean, who's interviewing OJ? Like, if I interview OJ, it got to be a short interview. Like, I'm not trying to be in the room with a murderer. You know what I mean? For longer than like 2 minutes. I'm not trying to be in the room with a murderer at all. Let me just throw that out there. If I have somebody that's related to me, that's a murderer. Please keep it to yourself for all goodness sakes. Or I will avoid going to my mama's house for the rest of my life. Yo. So I don't know if it was an interview or what, man. But OJ, you know, he opened up. You know what I mean? He got honest OJ. OJ said, number one, he don't want to, you know, be in LA. You know, it's tough for him to go out because he might be next to the killer. You know, and if you guys didn't know, OJ still looking for the killer. Haven't found him. What has it been? That's 93. It's been what, like 30 years? Still on the loose. You know what I mean? The most elusive killer of all time. And the other thing he said is like, you know, people would love to have my life. You know, he goes, you know, I have a lot of stuff. I have a lot of properties and whatnot, and people would love to have my life, you know what I mean? You know, women like me, I take a lot of pictures, you know, they love to be me. And for some reason, it's eluded OJ that, yo, son, you're a murderer. No one wants to be you, all right, dog? I'm telling you right now, there are a bunch of people, only people that would switch places with OJ is other murderers. because they probably got caught, dog. Who would want to be OJ Simpson, dog? You're falling apart, dude. You got to keep all your money off the books. You're out in golf courses. You have a weird Twitter account. And by the way, you killed two people. No one wants to switch places with OJ, man. This dude is trolling us. That's the only thing I think. OJ is like, we're in the Truman Show right now. Like, this can't be happening. Like, this is all a figment of my imagination. Jeff Bezos didn't really go to space. You know what I mean? these wildfires really ain't happening. And OJ, for some reason, didn't kill two people, man. This dude is trolling us, dog. Trolling us. So, get to my main topic, dog. Speaking of trolling us, dog. Kanye West, man. Hey, I told y'all a long time ago. About 2011, I was out. I mean, I'm out on Kanye. As far as I'm concerned, his career ended, you know, right after he went up drunk on stage. Is that before or after he did Watch the Throne? Whenever that was, I go in and out on the Kanye experience, you know? I'm looking at it from afar. Some of you guys are waiting on that Donda album. I mean, good luck on that thing ever coming out, dog. I think Kanye, I hope this is part of his master plan. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if you've seen the latest reports is that Kanye moved to another stadium. Yo, son. Two things struck me when I found out Kanye moved to another stadium. Number one, he forgot the football season is going to start. It's like, hey, yo, you got to get up out of here. You know, the Saints play here and they got some football games to lose. So you got to get up out of here. First thing that occurred to me. Second thing that occurred to me when Kanye moved stadiums is like, yo, this could be some genius approach. You know what I mean? Stick with me for a minute. Like, what if Kanye West is releasing his music album the same way people release comedy specials? By the way, comedy special. Seattle, I'm in ya. What if he's doing that? Because you ever like go and you look at Netflix and you see a comedian on Netflix. It's like, whoa, I heard all those jokes a month ago when I saw them live. Yeah, dog, they just ran a con on you, dude. That's the way the game works. You go on tour and you work on the special. And once the special is ready, you record the special. So essentially, you got paid to watch me work. And then you saw the final product and you paid Netflix again. It's called getting your money on the front end and the back end. What if this is what Kanye's doing? Kanye basically is going on tour without a project done. And you're paying to watch album sessions. Now, you can be thoroughly entertained by an album session. And also, in the time of streaming where you don't actually sell albums anymore, this honestly could be a genius approach, you know? And part of me wants to believe Kanye had some bigger plan of like, hey, you know, what if I make them pay me for working? Part of me wants to believe that. But the other part of me saw that it was Kanye West. I mean, this dude thought he was going to be president with gold hair. There would never be a president with gold hair. Anytime you see the debates and one dude's dressed like Cisco, that dude ain't winning. Okay, this is the same dude that thought he was gonna be president, dog. It's the same dude. So while I at least would like to think like he has some kind of master plan, he doesn't. But this dude may fall into something that's extremely dope. Cause I'm telling you, if you can get paid for people to watch you work, it's the way to go. As a stand-up comedian, God be with you, Kanye. It's the Last Show podcast. Thank you for tuning into the Last Show. It's called the Last Show because this may be it. The frails. Because when my come in, they gotta use the scale that they weigh the whales with. Carlson's on the Jeep. That they weigh the whales with. J Dot. Mwah. Kiss you. Jada Kiss. We gonna make it featuring Styles P. Oh, you know what we doing here. You know what we doing here. The Versus, man. The Versus. I haven't talked to y'all since the Versus. That is a while ago, man. I feel like the Versus happened 2 weeks ago, man. But it ain't been that long, man. But the Versus battle, Shout out to the Lots holding it down. I can't say anything that anybody else didn't say. One thing I will say, though, is while the verse is going on, I did forget about some of them Lots songs and how hard they went. And you know what? Somebody said on Twitter, so whoever I'm stealing this from, hey, man, my bad. That was New York on 100. Like, that Versus is the reason why everybody in New York thinks they have the best rappers. That is exactly why, okay? That whole scenario, the lyrics, the fashion, the style, the entourage, the mood, the fact that it was COVID and nobody had a mask on and we was indoors. We were gully, son, gully. It was danger lurking around every corner. That's what makes New York think they have the greatest rap. And that's what New York, honestly, is at its prime. You got to see prime New York. You got to see prime hip-hop New York. That's what it was. This versus that. Flashy versus lyrics and style. Like, they didn't throw some weird Kanye curveball in there and have some dude wearing loafers and a polo. Like, no, that's not New York, man. New York is not LA. It's not laid back. It ain't Chicago. It's that. It's Harlem versus Yonkers. Okay? It's dude in Manhattan, in the city, creating the fashion, the hip hop, the culture. And it's dudes on the outside trying to get into the city, working harder than those in the city and just overpowering them. That versus was that, dude. Shout out to the Lots. And it reminded me, I think I said this on the last podcast, it reminded me of a comedy competition in a lot of ways, man. Like, Jada Kiss and the Lox, they were just going to beat them. That's the way it was going to work. And if they had another versus the next night, they were going to beat them again, like a drum. Because once Jada Kiss and the Lox, they figured out, yo, we just going to overpower them with all of our records. And we're just going to throw records at them to the point that, like, there's just no competition. And we're ending it early. Cut me, Mick. Throw in the towel. That's just the way this is going to be. And once the Lox decided that, there was nothing that, you know, Cameron, Dipset, nothing. Dude, they was going to have to bring out somebody else. That's the only way. They'd have to bring out Busta Rhymes. Anybody you ever did assault, bring them. Jay-Z, bring somebody out to change the dynamics of this room. But that was just an epic beatdown, dog. Shout out to the Lox. We going to make it. Speaking of the battle, and one thing that it sparked, dude, is a lot of conversation around hip-hop and lyrics. A lot of conversation around the art. And it went up. Weird, simpatico things that happened because it happened at the same time as Lollapalooza, basically. Right? Same weekend. And Tyler, the Creator, headlined Lollapalooza on one night. I forget what night. You know, DaBaby couldn't make it. I mean, DaBaby did issue the apology. So, you know what I mean? We'll see if you see him at a Staples near you. He's still canceled. But Tyler, the Creator, headlined Lollapalooza. So he ended up getting interviewed at Hot 97 in New York City right after the battle with the Lox, right? So all these things happened. Tyler did Lollapalooza. They had the Versus with the Lox. And then gets interviewed in New York City. Tyler, the Creator, is an East Coast, California dude, man. And Tyler, and it's online, by the way. It used to be hard to find these performances, you know, when people did festivals, whether it was Coachella or it was Glastonbury or, you know, this one's Lollapalooza. It used to be hard to find these, but actually, Tyler, the Creator's entire performance from Lollapalooza is on his YouTube page. So I've seen the performance a couple times now, and it's great. It's great. Not good. It's great. It does have some low spots and some dips, but it took a lot of chances. I'm at that point in my career, I admire people to take chances. That's it. If you take chances, I'm all in. Even if the chances don't work. That's the weird thing about Kanye West. And that's the one thing that always, not necessarily attracts me to him, but the one thing I'm like, yo, that dude takes chances, man. Like, he's never stagnant. You see him from when he came out originally in what, like 01, 2000, doing beats, working on the blueprint, to now. It's completely different at every phase of his career. The dude takes chances, and some of them miss. Majority of time you hit, but some of them miss, you know? Guys that just continue to do the same thing, and no disrespect to certain rappers, whether it's, Cameron. or Dipset, rather, like, no disrespect, you know, you're good at what you do and you honed it and you did it, but somebody don't take chances, like, eventually, it's just not something that attracts me, right? Speaking of not taking chances, when Tyler the Creator went up to New York City during his Hot 97 video, after Lollapalooza, after the Versus battle, he started talking about the Versus, started talking about the Locks, and he was like, I didn't even know their music, but it was incredible. Like, they really cared about what they're doing, and it attracted me to what they were doing because they really care, and I care about my music. I care about, you know, how it sounds and how it goes, and I really, really care. He goes, so then he talks about DJ Khaled, which is the reason I'm here. So DJ Khaled apparently had some poisonous darts for Tyler the Creator a little while ago. It was basically saying, like, yo, that ain't real rap. It ain't all that. Da da da. You know the scenario, right? Black dude that doesn't do the traditional hip hop black dude, all of a sudden he ain't black enough. Like, this is how the game rolls. Black comic that doesn't appeal to the urban scene, he ain't a black comic. I remember having dinner with somebody and then with talking about Dave Chappelle and then be like, I don't really like that. Yeah, man, he don't really do comedy for us. You know what I mean? That's always the code. He don't really do comedy for us. I wonder what them people are right now. You know what they are? Paying for tickets to his show. That's what they are. Watching them practice. Shout out. That's what it is. I remember, excuse my language. If you're in the car with your kids, you might want to fast forward past this part. I remember being in Miami, I think I was 24 years old. This is before I moved to Seattle permanently. And I went to dinner, and I was at dinner with some dudes, and I won't say, like, who they were because they might be connected. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to do that. It was Miami, you know? It was a crazy time back then. This is before COVID, you know? They were still creating it in the lab down in Miami. That's where it started. Anyways, I met at dinner, and this is early in my comedy career. Confidence is different and whatnot, but I remember sitting at dinner. And the dude was like, oh, you do comedy? He's like, oh, are you funny? And I was like, yeah, man, I think I'm funny. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. This is a question people ask you all the time. The number one question people ask you when they find out you're a comedian is, tell me a joke. And that's number one. And number two is like, oh, you know, what's your style of comedy? Like, that's what they ask. Are you funny? So I said, yeah, you know, I think I'm funny. And he looked at me in my eye. He goes, are you funny or are you, like, nigga funny? That means, do you appear to appeal to black people, dog? Straight up, are you like Def Jam comedy funny? Like, what is your style of comedy? You know what I mean? Because before YouTube, you know what I mean? Was this before YouTube? It's right around when YouTube started. You could only post like 10-minute videos on YouTube. It's really weird. So it was no way to find out exactly what I was, right? That's what he was asking. DJ Khaled, are you a good rapper? Are you like a nigga rapper? That's the way he struck Tyler the Creator. So during this interview, Tyler brings it up. He goes, I remember a while ago, you know, somebody like DJ Khaled, you know, is talking about, you know, my music. He goes, and no disrespect, you know what I mean? If he thinks it don't rock, he thinks it don't rock. He goes, but all I know, basically, this paraphrasing what he said, our albums came out on the same day. My album was number one and his wasn't. And he got to hold that L. He goes, and that's going to hurt him. He's like, because DJ Khaled's whole brand is, we the best. No, you're not. And no, he's not. These are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler the Creator is a great artist. DJ Khaled makes some good songs, some popular songs. Once upon a time, there was a group called Little John and the Eastside Boys. Fantastic group, fantastic songs. But those songs don't live forever. I'm not going to be bouncing my grandson on my knee one day and say, hey, man, have you ever heard Skeet, Skeet, Skeet? Oh, let's turn that on, dude. No, it's not the way it works. That's the reason somebody like Kanye West or Tyler the Creator or Kendrick Lamar or Jay-Z or the Rolling Stones or the Beatles. That's the reason why. That's why when I come out and say, yo, dog, when's the last time you heard Elvis? Like, no one's just playing Elvis. Elvis was huge, huge. I've never seen somebody rocking an Elvis shirt. Just, you know, I've been to karaoke. I've heard every terrible song in the book, every Journey song you can think of. Never Elvis. And Jailhouse Rock never comes on the jukebox, dude. It doesn't happen. Certain music lives forever. That is the measure of an artist. That is how the thing ranks. It's the long game sometimes. Sometimes if you're Tyler or whoever, you come out with albums and the ambition's not meeting up with the skill and you're taking chances and you're trying and it's not as popular as DJ Khaled or even Kanye or Jay or whoever for that matter. It don't mean that he ain't good. It don't mean he ain't better than DJ Khaled, because make no mistake about it. Tyler Creator has 3 albums better than anything DJ Khaled's ever put out. And DJ Khaled gets everybody on the album. Everybody that's somebody has done a record with DJ Khaled. From Jay-Z to Kanye to Lil Wayne to Nicki Minaj. Everybody's done a record with this dude. And he doesn't have a single album better than Tyler Creator. Not a single one. And he can't. Because he's not the artist that he is. And I'm not saying this because I got beef. I don't have any beef. I don't even know him. Not saying this because I have something against Khaled or something against that style of music. Yo, this stuff goes hard in the paint when you're in the club. Little John hard in the paint when you're in the club. But if you're asking me the measure of an artist, the measure of an artist is different. And he's just not the artist that he is. And after the verses and after Lollapalooza and after all this stuff, it's a perfect time now to sit back. Funny or nigga funny? Don't really matter anymore, dog. What's the measure of the artist? That's it. So they got Cuomo about to paint, dog. I'm surprised he held on for as long as he did. Honestly, he held on for as long as he did. I'm surprised that he quit. I just rephrased what I did, because honestly, if you're going to stay, just go ahead and stay, dog. I mean, you already had all the allegations. You've already smeared your entire family. Your brother's scared to go on TV. And Chris Cuomo's never seen a camera he ain't like. You watch Chris Cuomo's show, and you know he loves him some Chris Cuomo, dog. Everybody doing those shows late at night, by the way, got to love themselves. Anybody, you doing a show by yourself, though, you got, oh man, you got to love you some self. From Don Lemon to Chris Cuomo, Credit Turk, what's your man, Stephanie Rule? Yeah, I know all of them. Hannity, you know, Hannity love, you know, come on, Carson Tucker, is it Carson Tucker? Carl Tucker, whatever his name is Lowen or whatever. All them people that do them late night Fox and NBC, MSNBC show. They got to love, Lester Holt loves Lester Holt. I guarantee you, man. So Chris Cuomo stopped going on TV. Your family's been smeared. Should have just went ahead and stayed. This dude was such a sexual predator that people forgot all about the fact that he killed people in that nursing home. So dude, that was small potatoes, man. Small potatoes. He forgot all about the fact that he tried to cover up COVID and smudge the numbers and give away free tests. This dude was apparently kissing everybody that came in his office. That was his defense. His defense was, hey, I can't be a sexual a predator to women because I am a predator against everybody. So watch me kiss this man on the lips. That's basically what he did. That was his defense. I'm a creep. That's what it was, man. So he up out the paint, man. And these governors, oh, we're at the political portion of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, Cowboy Ron DeSantis, come on down, my friend. I thought you was a tough guy, huh? Tough guy. We will not let you do a mass, we will defund you. Really? Like the police, Ron DeSantis? Are you sure you want to dip yourself into that hot water? Did Daddy Trump tell you to say that, Ron DeSantis? Does he have his hand up your back moving your lips? Ron DeSantis, Big Bad Ron, and your man from Texas. Oh, there will not be a mask mandate. You know, we will not fund the schools in the districts that put out a mask mandate. And then a funny thing started happening. People kept getting sick. Shocker. Shocker. People kept getting sick. I was talking to my sister. My sister was like, this mask mandate is impossible to enforce because kids ain't going to wear the mask. I was like, yes, they're probably not going to wear it. You're going to think you're going to force a teenage kid to wear a mask? What? You can barely get them to come to school. Which makes me wonder, if I know that, why doesn't he know that? It would be the easy thing to do would be like, hey, make whatever policies you want to make. We'll support those policies, knowing that the kids probably ain't going to do it anyways. Which means if your plan of nobody wears a mask, that would have been what would have happened in the first place. But you're so entrenched and so focused on running for president and winning. By the way, you're losing, by the way. You're so focused on that, you can't even figure out the fact that, like, yo, dog, this is insignificant. Yo, like, this don't matter. And by the way, you ain't going to do nothing. I knew as soon as he said, hey, we're going to defund the districts, and somebody like Hillsborough County is one of the biggest school districts in America. That's where I live, in Tampa. Big, a tremendous amount of schools. You mean to tell me you ain't going to fund one of the biggest school districts in America, and you think that's going to slide? Honestly? You think people are going for that? Honestly? And then when people started putting in mask mandates anyways, today is Friday the 13th. You know what I mean? Perfect date for Cowboy Ron. Then when people started doing it anyways, guess what he did? Nothing. To quote the great prophet Little John, what they gonna do? Bleep. That's what they gonna do. Big bad Ron, dog. Time to step down. Step up out the way. To quote the prophet, you know what I mean? To quote the prophet Joe Biden, no. If you're not going to help, move out of the way so somebody can help, dog. Oh, he needs to worry about the border. Florida ain't got no border. What's wrong with you, dog? That's the different part of the handbook. See, you started quoting the presidential handbook. You forgot the governor of Florida handbook, okay? Big bad Ron, the cowboy hat. Ah. Let's wrap the show. Thank you, you and you, for tuning into the Last Show podcast. My name is Courtney. You guys subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. Mess up those numbers. I will be in Seattle, Washington the 27th and 28th. You check me out there. Instagram and Twitter at Courtney Shane. Thank you for listening to the show. I am tired, but you know what I mean? I did it. I should re-record that. No, I won't. Take it easy. Peace.
You know what? It don't last forever. Well, I'm signing autographs, I'm knowing that any day these autographs are gonna go from 20 to 10 to 5 to man. And I thought you was dead.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Hasta luego.